Need for a Righteous One, Genesis chapter 18, verses 26 to 33. Today's Bible verses come from Genesis chapter 18, verses 26 to 33. The Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham spoke up again, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I'm nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people?" "If I find 45 there," he said, "I will not destroy it." Once again he spoke to him, "What if only 40 are found there?" He said, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there?" He said, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. We all dream of living a happy life. But there aren't many people that think that they are happy. Happiness does not come to us naturally, but it comes from all of our relationships. If we think that we are unhappy, then that's because the relationships with others are distorted or twisted. It is the same with our faith. When we do not have the right relationship with God, we lose the spiritual health. Also, when the humans do not have the right relationship with the nature, we get to have terrifying natural disasters. Our organs and our bodies also, when these do not act as per the instruction from the brain, the body loses its balance and does not function properly. Humans therefore need to live the lives, making an effort to restore the relationships with each other continuously. The relationship between the married couple, relationship between the parents and the children, relationship between the teacher and the student, relationship with our neighbors, relationship with God and so on, when we restore these relationships, we get to live a healthy life. But when we see what's happening in our world at the moment, it is like a train that's been derailed off from the train track. It is like a car that has a broken brake that accelerates without any control and order. Out of politics, economy, social issues, culture, education, not even one thing out of these is healthily connected and well balanced. Out of all the relationships, when we are connected to each other, it creates a healthy community and a healthy nation. But our society seems to be a car wheel that's been taken out of the car because the connecting screw is out of the place. It looks like a car wheel that goes everywhere by itself because it is not strongly connected to the car body. For politics, it needs to be the politics that listens to the morning voices of the people of the nation. For education, we need to have education policies that work well for the years to come, those that lift up and inspire the future generation. For culture, we need a cultural revolution that promotes us to have healthy spirit and hope. What we need in this time is hope. We need to show hope. The leaders that led this to generation in all these different departments need to inspire our generation and show hope for the future. Our people in our nation have great abilities. Think of the time when we had assistance from the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and people gathered gold with their own effort. All of the people of this nation brought the gold rings that they received as gifts for turning one on their birthdays to financially help the nation. Old people brought their headpieces that were made of gold, and we got through our national financial crisis really quickly. A historical fact like this had not been found in any other parts of the world. Also, this time again, we nearly had an electrical energy shortage crisis. But we got through the crisis by making an effort, as a nation, to save the energy, even though the weather was extremely hot. When our nation was all devastated due to the 21st of June war in the past, The people of the world expected that it would take more than 100 years to recover. But that nation that had to receive the relief goods and monetary assistance now has become the 8th strongest country in trade in the world. Our nation offers assistance to the other nations in many parts of the world now. The world has chosen us as a role model to learn from. Our people in our nation have great abilities. I think we have pretty good abilities, possibly better than the Jews. We now know the importance of the role of the leaders that led our people. The ups and downs result by the leaders in any period. In today's Bible passages also, we can see the history that did not have 10 righteous leaders. There were a lot of sins, but because the leaders could not stop people from being judged due to their sins, their history turned out to be unlucky and unhappy. At that time, when the city of Sodom, which was corrupted and depraved, was about to be judged, Abraham requested the judgment to be stopped in front of God. At that time, the people in the city of Sodom were very corrupted. Moral values and ethical values had already been fallen down, and they were so corrupted, they did not know where to fix them. On top of that, the angel that God sent was in the home of Lot. People saw that and wrecked the door to come into the house to ask for a homosex. God made the people in the city of Sodom to be blind and saved Lot's family and saw that people were sinning and decided to judge them by fire. The problem is that the world that we live in is not that different from the city of Sodom. When I went to the U.S. before, I saw churches in trouble. President Obama has abolished the National Prayer Day, which was on the 9th of May 2009. Originally, the United States of America had been set up on the spirit of Puritans. So from the time of President Truman, every year on Thursdays in the first week of May, everyone in the U.S. regarded that day as a national prayer day and prayed. But President Obama has made it no longer effective. And President Obama, who has ended this national prayer day, has proclaimed the 29th of June as a day of homosexuals. He invited 250 couples to the White House and held a feast for them. People regard this day as the unhappiest day in the history of the U.S. The pastors in the U.S. Army have stopped people praying in the name of Jesus Christ. They made such legislation so that if you pray, then you're against the law. In the U.S., the pastors are worried for their spiritual welfare, and their safety is at stake because of the threats of terror. Also, the economy is falling down. We need to know how important the leader's role is. In a time like this, what is the role of the church? It is to help grow the righteous people. In each area of the society, we need to help raise 10 righteous people. That's the mission that we are called to carry out. The judgment of the city of the Sodom was going to be ended if there were 10 righteous people. But they could not find 10 righteous people, could not stop the judgment, and their history turned out to be that unhappy. Abraham asked God when he heard about the judgment of the city of the Sodom. If there are 50 righteous people, would you save the city? God answered, I will not judge them and I will not destroy it. But Abraham could not find 50 righteous people. He suggested 45, 40, 30 and 20 righteous people, but could not find them. Abraham pleaded to God. God, do not be angry, would you stop the judgment, if there are 10 righteous people here? God said, even if there are only 10 righteous people, he will not judge them. But again, could not even find 10 righteous people. Among those many people, there were not 10 righteous people. The judgment of the city of Sodom was subject to the fact that there weren't 10 righteous people, rather than the sins in that time. Then what is our mission that we need to carry out at this time? That is to help raise the righteous people. We get to understand the two things in the passages. Firstly, we get to understand the love of God that wants to forgive to the very end. This has been shown in verses 26 to 32. Especially in verse 26, God does not want to judge us. Verse 26 says, the Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Have a look at God's reactions when Abraham asked God for help. There were three types. Firstly, God did not want the righteous people to be punished together with the unrighteous people. Secondly, God paid close attention to the requests from Abraham to the very end. God listened to Abraham and tried to forgive people. Thirdly, we see the historical fact that judgment could not be prevented, because the misfortune of the city of Sodom was due to the fact that there weren't 10 righteous people, and could not stop the judgment of God. God actually did not want to judge them to the end. By any means, God wanted to forgive and wanted to bless them. This was the heart of God. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I will know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." This is the heart of God that loves His children. But there are two types of thoughts about God that the believers have on God. One is that the people of God have understood the love and grace of God and were thankful, so that they worship and serve Him, and devote themselves for the Lord. The other one is people thought that God punished and bashed them with chains scarily, and they live their Christian lives with fear. If I do not go to church on Sundays, would we not be punished by Him? If we do not give one-tenth as offering, then would we not block the pathway of the blessings? There are people that regard God as a scary idol and as a legal judge. People like those do not have freedom in their Christian lives, do not have peace and happiness. God is not a scary God. He does not want to punish us. He wants to give us peace, blessings, and is God of love. In today's passages also, we can see the love of God. He wants to forgive people to the end. He said, "If there are 10 righteous people, only, I will not judge." God is love. To save us and give us eternal life, He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. After I understood this grace, even when I had really difficult and tough times, not even once, I did not blame on God. I knew everything was according to the will of God, and when the trials came, I was thankful that I still had things to be thankful for. God is love. We need to understand the love of God that wants to forgive till the very end. What is the misfortune of the city of Sodom then? Let's read verse 32. Finally, Abraham said, "Lord, please don't be angry with me if I speak one more time. Suppose only 10 are found there?" The fact here is that there were not 10 righteous people. Could not find 10 righteous people that could stop the judgment in the city of Sodom. The reason of having misfortune in the city of Sodom was not because the people were corrupt. In any period, people follow the direction that the leader leads them to. So if there is a good leader, then the people get to live comfortably and can be directed to good pathways. Leaders are important. Also, the reason for the misfortune in Sodom was not the sins at that time. Some sins are small and some are big, and they are everywhere. Even in a country that is known as honest, they have corruption, depravity. It is a matter of having a little bit of difference. The reason for the misfortune in Sodom was actually because that they did not have 10 righteous people there. The righteous people are the shields in that period. The righteous person in that period was a person that is like a shield, that could stop people from sinning, that could help people to understand the will of God, and stop people to be judged from God. We need to look for 10 righteous people now. God looked for righteous people to the end, not to judge people in the city of Sodom. But there weren't 10 righteous people that could lead the people safely in that period. Now we understand what we need to do at this time. That is helping to raise and grow 10 righteous people. Churches in the nation need to help developing the righteous people. As people and the society get more corrupted and rotten, we need to help grow righteous people that could act and taste like salt, so that they lead each areas of our society and influence our world, in politics, economics, social issues, culture, education, and so on. 3% saltiness in the seawater purifies the sea and stops ecosystem from being decayed. Righteous person is like salt and light, and carries out a role of salt and light. Then, what kind of person is a righteous person? Righteous person would be the person who meets these three criteria. The first one is that the righteous person listens to the voices of self-conscience. Even there is a really clever animal, that animal does not have self-conscience. If we want to have a right characteristic, most of all, we need to be sensitive to the voices of self-conscience. Paul said in Acts chapter 23, verse 1, "Brothers, I have always lived before God with a clear conscience." In Acts chapter 24, verse 16, Paul also said, "Because of this, I always try to maintain a clear conscience before God and all people." These days, why is our society getting more corrupted? That's because we do not listen to the voice of our conscience. If we do not have an honest self-conscience, our minds, faith, personalities get influenced, and cannot distinguish what is right and what is wrong correctly. If we wish to live life righteously, then we need to listen to the voice of conscience carefully. This is a righteous person. Secondly, righteous person listens to the voice of history. History is a root. History is an identity. History is our past and at the same time, it is a mirror that looks at our future. If a nation has forgotten about its history, then there is no future. We are protagonists of history that live in one period. Therefore, we need to be sensitive to the voice of the history. The footprints that have been left in this period are the historical heritages that we will pass on to our next generations. Thirdly, the righteous person is a person that listens to the voice of God. The voice of God is a sound that makes the life to be alive, and it is a sound that gives hope, future and a true rest to those who have been weary and exhausted with their lives. So we need to be sensitive to be able to listen to the sound of God. So in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3, the Lord has said, "Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David." Who is a righteous person? It is a person that listens to the sound of God. We live if we listen to the sound of God. Righteous person is a person that can listen to these three sounds. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to have a dream to help grow the righteous people. People, society and the churches need to help grow the righteous people, so these people need to be well planted in each area of politics, economy, social issues, culture, and education and so on. These righteous people need to influence the world, and there is hope and future in this. When there is a flood, the most valuable thing is water. There is a plenty of water, but there is no drinking water. Nowadays, there are a lot of people, but there are no people that God can depend on. God did not want to judge the people in the city of Sodom till the very end, so looked for 10 righteous people, but could not find people that were righteous. It is a bigger crisis that there are no righteous people that could stop the judgments, which is more serious than sins in the city of Sodom. I hope and pray that our young and church will prepare for the future and help raise 10 righteous people that led us and our next generations. I bless you and our young and church in the name of Jesus, so that, as a church, we will all be able to carry out this important mission for the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.